The State Board of Higher Education has voted to submit a needs-based budget to Governor Burgum for consideration as he prepares his executive budget request for the 2021-2023 biennium. When Burgum issued his budget guidelines, higher education was asked to reduce its general fund request by 10%. That would come in a reduction in the higher ed's funding formula. That would drop the appropriation to $574.7 million. University System Vice Chancellor for Finance Tammy Dolan told the board that amount would actually be lower than the appropriation higher ed received in 2011-2013.
That's a significant drop in funding that would be extremely difficult for, if not impossible, for the institutions to manage.
University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot echoed that.
The fat is gone. They've leaned down. Now, with this shock, it's like we're going to start taking some muscle away.
The board is proposing a 1.1% increase in general fund spending. The budget includes an average 3% pay raise per year for all university system employees, and it allows for tuition to go up. The board has also okayed a proposed capital budget for the state's colleges and universities. It's an $80.7 million ask. Board member Kathy Nesset voted for the request, but sounded a cautionary note on both the capital request and the operational budget proposal.
We must remember that we are in a downturn in a state that is heavily supported by the oil industry. We are still looking at, you know, our production is way down. We've as many as 7,500 wells shut in. We have production tax, sales tax. We have so many taxes that are based on that. And I just want to put a reminder out there, just a reminder of realism and a realistic approach to this.
Board Chair Nick Hacker says the board might have to revisit things after the budget forecast comes out.
I would suspect those priorities will lean towards operating budgets versus capital budgets, which is traditionally the case.
The new forecast could be out by late August. And one of the included projects in the board's $80.7 million capital projects budget request is the Ag Products Development Center at NDSU. That's a $61 million project. The 2019 legislature okayed $60 million for the project. $40 million would come from bonds. NDSU would have to raise $20 million. Now, NDSU was asking the legislature for $21.2 million in lieu of fundraising. Board Chair Nick Hacker raised this question.
Did NDSU attempt to raise the dollars? Was there work that was done to try?
NDSU President Dean Brashani told the board a market study was done for the fundraising potential for that building.
It came back suggesting somewhere in the area of $6 million could be raised or had the potential to be raised. There were some people at the school who thought that it was to hold it off to the next legislative session, recognizing that it was an unreasonable amount of money to raise.
Brashani says the NDSU Foundation determined it could raise $6 million for the project, and board member Casey Ryan thought that should be taken into account. Brashani's response.
I think all the legislators are aware that we have successfully met the goal that we calculated was actually possible. We would absolutely bring that up again. So there's no effort to hide that the $6 million. And if the board chose to indicate that in your recommendations, I don't see any reason why not. It's well known and the appropriate circles already, so there's nothing to hide.
The board voted to keep the project on the book, minus the $6 million that NDSU has raised. And the board is giving University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot high marks. Board President Nick Hacker says Hagerot has been accessible and has been collaborative with college presidents. And Hacker singled out the way Hagerot and the system office have handled the COVID-19 crisis.
We greatly appreciated the chancellor pulling the right people together at the right times to launch task forces that allowed us to make what I believe the right decisions with the available information as COVID unwound.
The board voted to give Hagerot a 2.5% raise, but Hagerot told the board he would donate that amount, about $9,600, to the University System Foundation.
Because I'm just mindful, I'm paid a lot here, and most of my staff are well below the percentages that need to be.
Hagerot is paid $374,400. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.